Welcome to Life Church, where we believe in equipping people for an extraordinary life in Christ through the Word, Spirit, and relationships. We hope this podcast will enlighten and bless you.
Good morning, Life Church. Everyone's like, what's he doing up there in the pulpit? I am here. No, it's an honor. Welcome to our online guests. It's an honor to have you. Let's give it up for our online guest here. We love you. We appreciate you. Yes, I am speaking this weekend, and both Pastor Kevin and Pastor Ken are gone this weekend, and so I got the church. No, I'm joking. No. I told Pastor Ken, I said, you know, you either have a lot of trust in me or you think people are going to be laughing a lot. But it's an honor to be in front of you. I'm Brock. I'm the, what do you call it? Pastor Brock, whatever. I'm the worship pastor here, and so we kick off our summer series this summer called Summer Playlist. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be correlating sermons with songs, either famous songs that you've heard on the radio or songs we've sung in the church. We're hoping that when you hear these songs later after the summer, they're going to bring back remembrance of what God speaks to you during the summer. And we're going to have fun with it. We have some really cool things planned. But I'm going to kick it off this weekend of the summer series. And so I'm going to use this time for people to really get to know me. I know a lot of you don't know who I am. A lot of time you just see me here on the weekends leading worship. And so I'm going to start the beginning half of this message just kind of explaining who I am and kind of just so you guys can get to know me in a sense. It's been 5 months since I became a worship pastor here at Life Church. Yeah, thank you. And I love it. I love it. This is home. This is home now, and it's been an honor being here. The transition's been great. The staff is amazing, and it's been a really, really good season of life for me so far, and so I thank you for welcoming into your hearts and receiving from me, and it's just been a joy and an honor to be here. A little background of who I am. I come from a family of church. My dad's been a pastor as long as I've known him, And the same for my grandpa, my mom's dad. And so I grew up in church. I know all the church lingo, what to do with it, and when to raise your hands, when to sit down, when to give offering. I've been in big churches. I've been in, looks like the family in the front row church. So it's one of those things where I've seen it all. I've seen the good and the bad and the ugly of ministry. I've seen my parents triumph, and then I've seen my parents fall flat on their face. And seeing how they have, kept going through and where they're at now. My dad's a senior pastor in a church down in Springfield, Illinois, in a rural town called Pawnee. And he is, he's amazing. My dad's amazing. And so when you hear me speak, hopefully you're hearing a little bit of my dad. He loves people, and he taught me how to love people. And so it's just, it's an honor to be in front of you. But a little background of who I am. Music has always been in my household. My mom's been a worship leader ever since I've known her. I got it. All right, and so it's music's been the household. My dad is a drummer. Before he's a pastor, he was a drummer in a band, 80s band, 80s rock band. I love 80s music. Woo! So if anyone wants to give me tickets to an 80s show, just say it. No. I love 80s music, and so my dad's a drummer, and my mom's singing, playing piano. And so music's been running my family on both sides. And so about sixth grade, I think music might be a thing. And so I took a band test. We were living at Texas at the time. It was actually really serious. You took a theory test. All that jazz and everything. And so I took the test, exit interview. The band teacher's like, you know what? I think you're going to be a trombone player. I was like, ooh. And like, no offense to trombone players. You're awesome. I love you in jazz band. But it's not the chick magnet, like the trombone. As a sixth grade boy, I was kind of like, man, I want people to notice me. Because I was fat. I was not good looking as a young kid. And let's just say I needed help. And so... I took the test, and the next week I get the results back, and the band director comes in and goes, "Hey, I messed up. Actually, you scored highest. Would you like to play the saxophone? And I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, I'll play the saxophone. So I started playing saxophone in sixth grade, and I noticed after a year I started getting really good. It was something unlocked in me when I started playing the instrument and started progressing in the instrument. And I started entering competitions to play in, and there's a picture up here of me, my first competition I did. Yep, there's me right there. Junior high Brock that was too cool to smile, all right? And so there was a lot of people. My mom's like, come on, take a picture. I'm like, okay, you know, trying to be cool. But it progressed. In my senior year in high school, I was getting really good. My senior picture, yes, I was a band geek, all right? I took pictures with my saxophone, I'm sorry, all right? And so I really, really loved the saxophone. I started taking off. It started opening doors for me. And so it's been amazing how God's developed the gift inside of me. I went to Millikan University to study commercial music there. And got a 4-year degree, and it was the hardest but best 4 years of my life, growing wise. It challenged me very much so. But it's amazing how God works things together. So I love saxophone. You know, I played saxophone. Well, he put me underneath a professor, Professor Rask, who studied at the Conservatory of Music in Paris, France. And then, but the crazy thing about it is, so the inventor of the saxophone is Adolf Sax, okay? Then he taught Marcel Mühl, then he taught Jean-Marie Landex, then he taught Perry Rask, my saxophone professor. So I'm 4 generations from the creator of the saxophone. And who'd have knew going to that school that I would have had the ability to learn that knowledge and soak it in. And so after 4 years, I got awesome at saxophone. I'm not gonna lie, I'm good, all right? But confidence, all right? It's one of those things where I've been blessed. And so with the saxophone, I got to do really cool things. The next picture shows you a picture of me, and I'm in Ghana, West Africa. And another thing about me is I love traveling the world and missions. I love missions. I've been to 12 countries. And so I was with my dad here in Ghana, West Africa. We were at a radio station. And I played my saxophone, played Amazing Grace, and then my dad did a little devotion. So we got done, and they asked us, and my dad was curious, you know, how many people do you broadcast to? And the guy's like, oh, around 6 million. And I was like, you know, I would have played something way more complicated if it was like 6 million people, but I played Amazing Grace, and, you know, it went well and everything, but I was just like, wow, God, you know, you've opened doors for me. And I've lived by a verse. My life verse is Proverbs 18:16, and it says this: the gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. And for me, I use my gifts of music not to promote myself, but for God to use me to put me in front of influential people. And it's amazing. I love the story of David ministering to Saul when Saul was troubled. And when David played his music, it quieted Saul. And that's a dream I have, of playing before kings and queens one day and ministering before them, bringing the gospel in front of them. And so, you know, for me, I grew up in church, like I said, but it really wasn't until my sophomore year in high school when the Lord really encountered me in a powerful way at a youth conference. And from that moment on, man, I was just like, okay, Jesus, you got me. And it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey so far of just being with the Lord. My favorite part of the day is waking up and doing my devotions. I love being in God's presence. But before I get into my message title, I want to introduce you a little bit to my family. So this next picture is my sister, I believe. My sister. Yep, that's my sister. She was Cat in the Hat. She is a wonderful actress. She's way more talented than me. So it's like she has an incredible voice. She plays guitar, flute. Oh, I mean, she's amazing. And so my sister is a great actress, and so she's actually leaving in September to go to YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission, and she's going to study worship there at the Montana base there. And so she's leaving quite far away. I don't know how well my mom's handling her baby girl leaving that far away, but a cool correlation with that is that Jabin, our drummer, actually has taught at the YWAM base in Montana. And so now my sister's going there. So it's amazing how God brings stuff together. The next picture is of me and my brother. He is my best friend. That's me with the mic singing. We don't take pictures like that anymore. My brother's my best friend. I love him. The next picture, it gets better. As you can see, we take things really serious. That was during high school, we dressed up. And then the next picture is us recently. And as you can tell, we've matured a lot, with the camel. And let me just say, camel hair is really soft. All right, it was like, we were surprised. Anyway, so the next picture is finally with my mom. And my mom is the woman that got me started on music. You know, she was the one I saw playing the piano in worship when no one was around and leading herself in worship. So it taught me how to lead myself in worship. And it's just beautiful to be underneath her. And like I said, it's just, she's the one woman that always played with me and just played the piano, following me wherever I went. Even when I stopped playing the music, and it was just one of those things where I'm super grateful for my mom and for my dad. And so that's a little bit of who I am in a nutshell, where I come from. My family is amazing. I love them. They're God-fearing people, and it's awesome to come from a good stock. And so when you see me, you see part of my family. So if you like me, you'll like my family. And so so we're going to get into our kind of our nuts and bolts of the message, in a sense. And we're going to talk about singing and the importance and the power of your song, okay? The definition of a song is the act or art of singing, a poetical composition, a short musical composition of words and music, a distinctive or characteristic sound, or a series of sounds, such as a bird or an insect, like tweet, 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 a bird song, all right? Songs have been part of our human culture for thousands of years. We have used songs to convey emotions, tell stories, build courage, comfort the heart, tell a joke, express political discontent, celebrate your nation's history and culture, and most importantly, worship God. Songs are powerful. The combination of music and lyrics is something that makes us human, we are told, but it's really what makes us like God. Music shows us a glimpse of God, for we are created in his image. The Bible tells us in Zephaniah that God sings and he dances over us. So God sings. He's the author of singing and of writing songs. So what does this have to do with today's message? And I already said, we kick off our summer playlist of talking about music and songs. And songs are influential in our lives. They have places in our hearts. And so an instance would be if I did the doom, 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 doom. Right there. I mean, you know it, all right? I mean, that's all I had to do was play the beginning of it. Or, if in a sense of, if you're playing this lead line. So, I played, I butchered it. But anyway, don't stop believing. Anyway, all right, I'm nervous. Oh, no. But anyway, piano line, don't stop believing, all right? It's like, it's one of those things where, you hear it and you go, oh, that's that song. I remember where I was at with that song. Some of you are like, I don't want to remember where I was at with that song. But it's one of those things where songs are powerful. They captivate us. Songs are a force, okay? And they're a massive force. And the reason why I know it's a force is how much money we spend on songs alone, how much we listen to songs. So the amount of money generated by songs is staggering. So songs like White Christmas and I Will Love You have amassed millions of dollars. But do you know the number one song in amassing money is Happy Birthday? Everyone's like, that makes sense. Yeah, Happy Birthday. That's why no one can sing it at restaurants, because it's copyrighted. And so it was written in 1893 by the Hill Sisters, and it has amassed, get this, a $50 million. That song has. Just, Happy Birthday to you. $50 million right there. It's that simple to make $50 million, in a sense. Anyway. We see that people place value on songs due to the fact of how much we spend on buying them. So we value songs because we spend money on it. Songs are powerful. So today, we're going to do something special. We're going to write a song in church. And so it worked really well last night. So we're going to go for it again. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to actually write a song right here, but you are going to write the lyrics. And so while I'm creating the song right now, you're going to see the process of creating a song. And I'm going to show you just how powerful it is, because last night it was really powerful once everything came together, everyone realizing, we created this. It comes from your heart. So what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to type or text or actually tweet lyrics. So you're going to get Twitter, all right, and you're going to tweet a lyric, all right, And then you're going to tag Life Church AG, so at Life Church AG, and then you're going to go hashtag lyrics. Now, if you don't have your phone or you don't want to use Twitter, we'll have a microphone available and you can raise your hand and we'll take it from, and we'll take your lyric from you, okay? So what we're going to do is, it's creative. I'm not a preacher, and so this, I'm going to do what I'm good at, and that's music, okay? But it's all going to come together and carry the point home, okay? So I'm going to show you. So anyway, think of lyrics while we're creating songs, okay? So I'm going to get, so you're going to be able to see my screen, what I use, ba 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 ba. Be really funny. Oh, there we go. Awesome. Okay, so this is my recording program I use to write music, okay? So we're going to start our song, and we're going to add a click track. And let me add my computer battery just so it doesn't die. That would be really bad. Okay, so we start our song off with pads, which is just an underneath sound that kind of supports the music. So that's a click track. It keeps us on beat. Okay, there's the pads. All right, can you turn up a little bit more? Okay, that's our pads. So we're gonna add a piano line, okay? And we're writing a worship chorus. So I like to toss around ideas. So it might be. Yeah, I like that chord progression. Okay, here we go. All right, that's it. We're done. That's a song. What we're going to do is we're just going to loop it. All right. So now we have that. So now, in songwriting, we want to add a lead guitar, okay? And lead guitars, I'm playing virtual instruments, but they sound pretty good. So that's a guitar. So I'm gonna think of idea. When I write music, I think of ideas to come in, okay? That's our intro piano line. So all right, yeah, good. Like I said, I have not come up, this is totally new, all right? So I have not done this before. Here we go. Boom, there it is. That's your lead guitar line. Then you do it. So we have that. So now we're gonna add strings. Strings really kind of make everything pretty, all right? With our song, so here we go. We'll do low strings first. Except I forgot to record that. Oh, that was so good. Ah. All right, that's low strings. Like I said, it's really easy to write a worship song. Kind of. All right, now we're gonna add the high string, the melody. We're gonna add it. We have it right here. That's so beautiful. Oh, I love that. So there we go. Everyone's like, I know. All right. So now we're going to add bass. I love bass. Oh, here we go. All right. So here we go. Boom. right? So what I did there is in my mind, I'm already doing a build-up of a beat already with the drums. Everyone's like, there's no drums in it yet. Well, there's drums on my mind. It's about to come out. So, and we have drums now. Everyone's like, I don't like Brock's mind. But here we go. So. All right, like that. Okay. All right, here we go. Right there, just four to the floor. Right there. All right, we're done. Awesome. Well, the kick. All right. So then, now we're going to go to cymbal right here. So. All right, there we go, because it's going to start building up. So then we're going to have our snare. Well, actually, I'm going to add my crash real quick. A crash is just that sound to tell you we're in a new part. Okay? There it is, right there. All right, that's it. All right, and then now we're going to add our snare and build up into the song, and then the beat will be there. All right, so then now we got that. Let me make sure that's set to quantize, which means it makes me sound good, fixes my mistakes. And then cymbals, we're gonna go to open hi-hat sounds. There's your groove. Boom, awesome, it's like that. But we're missing one more thing, and that's rhythm guitar. And I'm gonna close these, okay. And then we're gonna loop that eventually, but not right now. Electric guitar. Right there. All right, so here we go. And like I said, keep thinking of lyrics. It's in keeping your mind, all right? All right, so let's record from here. Fix that. Boom. That is electric guitar. All right. And the snare did a double hit. It was a little honky. So I'm going to make sure I fix that. I know why. That's where my perfectionist side comes out. Yeah, there shouldn't be a snare hit there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it out. Boom, gone. Adios, amigo. All right, so I'm gonna bring it back here and then we'll start. All right. Actually, we're gonna play from the beginning without the click track. All right, so now I'm already starting to think of. We just created this right now. So I start thinking of lyrics. Or a melody. Okay, so we have our song, our worship chorus in a sense, okay? So everyone's like, whoa, okay, all right. So here's where I need your help. I need lyrics now. And so I'm going to pull up my phone if you tweeted it. Okay, all right, got the first one. You are stronger than the storm in me. You will hold me in the darkest night. I like it. I brought a pen, so I write these down. actually a Sharpie. So here we go. You are stronger. Then the storm in me, you will hold me in the darkest night. If you saw my handwriting, you would not read it. You can do the microphone. Yeah, if you have a...
Lord, we come to, Lord, we come to you, Lord, we come to you, Lord, we run to you forever.
Lord, we come to you, Lord, we come to you.
You are beautiful. I can't sing it. You are so good. You reign on high forever.
Okay. It's your time. Like I said, I'm going to be piecing lyrics all together, okay? So it's one of those things where we got another one. Sweet, awesome. I'm gonna check my Twitter right now. All right, your grace defines me. Your love envelops who I am. Ooh. All right, those are deep. You got deep lyrics. Grace defines me. Your love envelops who I am. Savior, you call me to your side. Awesome. All right, you are mighty. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. I like it. Anything else? All right, next. Yep.
You surround me with your goodness. Surround me with your song.
There's a lot of good lines. Your song. Okay? Anyone else? Before I start piecing things together? Yeah. You know, Mike, we got big. Lee's getting his cardio in.
Okay, if you need a choir, I'm thinking something really simple. You are wonderful. You are marvelous. You surely are my king. Pretty simple.
Yeah. I sense right now that you pick up themes, and this is a song declaring who God is. And so we're gonna keep in that vein. Okay. All right. Let's see what happens. Like I said, bear with me. A lot of times in writing songs, it's trial and error. Last night I went for a melody and it got too high and I was like, ah! So it was one of those things where you just gotta practice through. Okay. So here we go. Alright, so I'm gonna start with the.
Your grace defines me, your love envelops who I am. You surround me with your goodness, you surround me with your song. You are stronger than the storms around me, you will hold me in the darkest nights. Lord, we come to you. Lord, you're so good.
Lord, there we need a tagline right there. Okay, all right. All right, we got there. All right. So, if only I could remember that now. So, all right, so we got that. Okay, now we need the hook at the end. And so, let me write what I did. 3, 4. Because there's four sections, okay? So the tag of that I'm thinking of is we got, so we say, your grace defines me, your love envelops who I am. You surround me with your goodness, you surround me with your song. You are stronger than the storms around me, you hold me in the darkest of night. Lord, we come to you. You are so good. Right there. We need something right there.
Lord, we come to you. Lord, we run to you forever.
Okay. I kind of want to maybe like a tell who God is or something like that. That's good. Oh, yeah, right there.
You are my king, and I will follow you for every day and every second of my life.
Okay. You are my king. I'll follow you. So reign on high forever. I'm trying to think. Yeah, the melody. Yeah, the melody. So something short and sweet.
I keep getting, I adore you.
I adore you. Okay. All right, let me see. It's trial and error, like I said. So we build it up. So I'll try it. I'll try different ones out.
Your grace defines me. Your love envelops who I am. You surround me with your goodness. You surround me with your song. You are stronger than the storms around me. You will hold me in the dark of night. Lord, we come to you. You are so good. Lord, we adore you.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I'm still thinking of, I like it. That's good. And so, but the enemy of good is best. Well, no, the enemy of best is good, right? And so, what I'm trying to think of is, so we talk about, and this is coming, it's all going to correlate to the end. So we talk about God, your grace defines me. Your love envelops who I am, okay? And then you surround me with goodness. You surround me with your song, okay? So this is, I mean, the Lord's amazing, all right? And then, Lord, you are stronger than the storms around me. Lord, you will hold me in the darkest night. So, Lord, we come to you. You are so good. So maybe, Lord, we come to you, the one we adore. And then that last line should be what? So the last line would be what? You're who we're looking for. You are who we are looking for. This might be it. Here we go. All right. Turn up a little bit.
Your grace defines me. Your love envelops who I am. You surround me with your goodness. You surround me with your song. You are stronger than the storms around me. You hold me in the dark of night. Lord, we come to you. We adore you. You are who we are looking for.
There we go. Boom, there it is. And a good thing we have it recorded, so I will work it up, and I'm planning on these are all different songs. So last night was different. We'll have this song, and then we'll have the next service. My goal is that I'll mix them all together, and then we'll send them out to you guys to show what we've created and everything. So awesome, we did it right there. And so what I'm getting at is this. That was your words. So many times, our worship is based off what comes off the stage. We sing the words that we see on the screen. Or what we hear on the radio. Though they're good, I love it that the body of Christ equips each other to sing and worship. But there's something that happens when you sing your song. When you sing what's happened in your life. And it's unique to everything. It's like you singing your fingerprint. Everyone has a different fingerprint. And God is unique to everyone. That's the beauty of God, is that he is able to relate to everyone in this room. And what sometimes happens is that we sometimes struggle singing our own song, maybe from guilt and from shame. Maybe we think we don't have that great of a song. Maybe my life's not that great. Maybe it's boring. And I want you to know that God loves your voice. Bible tells us in Psalms 139 that we were made in his image and we're made with purpose and that we were fastened. He took time in creating us. So your vocal cords weren't a mistake, whether you can sing good or bad. And it's one of those things, and like, you know, I just want to encourage our church that, and I spoke this last night, that winter is over and summer's here. As a church, I want to prophesy over you that winter is over and summer's here. Okay? And so in summer, we love, it's awesome. Summer, you're grilling, shorts on, got your music playing. It's a joyous time, you know, in our minds. I remember summer growing up as a kid, no care in the world. You just go to your friend's pool all day and go play baseball and then repeat, you know. And now I know everyone hasn't have the same summer experience, but I want to encourage you that everything in summer blooms. It's fresh. It's growing. There's fruit. You don't see a fruit in the winter. And I just want to encourage that I think the Lord's calling our church to sing our song, to lead ourselves in worship. I always encourage the people that the greatest worship leaders are you guys in the seats. You dictate the atmosphere. Cherie is anointed to sing, and when she sings, chains are broken, and she has the anointing on her life. Let's give it up for Cherie. She's amazing. You know, it's one of those things where that's powerful, but what's even more powerful is you singing your song. I believe the reason why Cherie sings like that is because she sings from a personal experience. She's experienced there is power in the name of Jesus. And so if you sing the song, there's power in the name of Jesus, but you haven't experienced it, it's hard to really let it come forth from your heart. And what I want to encourage you is sing your life song. It's going to be a little awkward at first of you like, okay, what do I do? But what I've practiced is just singing about my day. You're like, well, you're a musician and everything. I'm like, yeah, but I don't do it in front of everyone. It's just a way for me to communicate my heart out. You know, there's a reason why the biggest book in the Bible is Psalms. It's full of songs. God values songs. There are psalmists that are pouring out their heart. They're leaving nothing before. I mean, there's like, Lord, here you go. And God's like, awesome. You're real. You're authentic. You're coming with nothing, no agenda. You're coming with authenticity. It's intimacy. And so what I've practiced is I sing songs of what God's done in my life. And it's one of those things where I sing it, and it's freeing for me, where I just go, I started off, and it's just simple. You don't have to be really complex, and you don't have to be in tune. You can just chant it. I know guys sometimes struggle with singing. Chant it. Oh, no, no, no. All right? So, it's one of those things where just let it come out of you. And so, some things I do when I sing, it's like, Lord, Lord, when I was lonely, you were there. When I had no friends my freshman year in college, I was by myself in a practice room. And I started to worship you. You showed up. You were faithful to always speak, God. And Lord, when I made mistakes, you welcomed me back in. And Lord, when my heart was troubled, you were good. And Lord, guess what? Life's awesome right now. I love you. Life's great. It's grand. Lord, I pray for more hair right now to come upon me. But you see the simplicity of it. I'm speaking from experience. Lord, when I felt the closest person to me was stabbing me in the back, you were there. For some of you, when my husband walked out the door, I never saw him ever again. God, you were walking in the door while he was walking out. Lord, when I lost my job and everything seemed, yeah, it's true. Psalms, read it. If Psalms will talk like us, we'd be, I look back now, God, and I see you made a way. You followed me through as I pursued you. So God, I thank you. This is my song. Only I can sing it because it's only me, my song. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this life. That's it. It's simple. It's simple. And I encourage you, if you need to practice doing it by yourself, I encourage you. If it's your song, yeah, do it by yourself, you know. But, you know, the biggest thing I saw which unlocked my personal song was seeing my parents sing. Yes, my mom can really sing. My dad, kind of. But he would sing a song, you know, and I would see the joy come out of him. And I would go, okay, I want something like that. But so many times we portray and we show people a side of God that's never there. You know, if the Bible says he sings and he dances, well then, how come we don't? Sometimes we think that's just like, well, that's just reserved for, you know, the people that have extrovert personalities like myself. But no, if God sings and dances, we are all created in his image. Now, we all have different personalities, I understand. But there's something unique when you just unlock your heart before the Lord. And that's why I want to encourage you is in this season of life, it is good. No matter if you're going through a hard time right now, maybe finances aren't good, maybe your relationship with your spouse is rocky. I want to encourage you that singing your own song to him will unlock something in your heart. And the reason why I know that is Psalms 40:1-3. My dad sent it to me this morning. He was texting me. He's like, hey, I'm proud of you, son. And he said, read Psalms 40:1-3. And I did. I was like, thank you, Dad, for giving me the end of my sermon. And it's amazing because it encapsulates what I'm trying to say. And in Psalms 40, if I can get there, it says this: I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what God has done and be amazed because they put their trust in the Lord. And I speak that over you. The Lord is picking you up. He's putting you on a rock, and he's putting a song in your mouth for you to sing out, for the people around you to know who he is. I just love psalms like that because it's real. He starts off saying, God, life was bleh. All right? But you picked me up. You set me on a rock. You didn't fail, God. And when you picked me up, Lord, you did more than just pick me up. You gave me purpose and you gave me identity. You put a song in me so that I can sing with confidence. And I just want to encourage you that sing like the Carpenters. Sing out loud. You know, I love the Carpenters. And it's the kids' choir that makes that song. It's like, la, 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 la. As I imagine, it's just, I love the Carpenters. Anyway, but it's that happiness, all right? So, you know, and the line says, you know, sing out loud, sing of good things, not bad. You know, I'm not saying ignore your problems, but sing about good things. You know, it's like, Lord, I thank you that I'm good looking even when I'm bald. You know, it's like, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, when we sing, something happens. And so I just want to encourage us. Lord, I just pray that, Lord, the song of Life Church would be restored. That what's been stolen, your hearts will unlock. That as a church, we are placed on a solid rock. And the Lord's putting a new song inside of us. And I want to encourage you, we're going to do another album. We're hoping to do it at the end of the next fall, okay? It takes a little bit to record. And it's going to be all originals from this body. It's going to be our song. It's going to be what God's speaking through this church. And I want us, and it's powerful when we lead ourselves in worship. Amen? So let's stand up. Lord, we love you. And let's just enter into his presence. Nothing fancy. It's just, Lord, I thank you for this congregation. They are wonderful. Lord, this body of believers, Lord, you have put together for such a time as this. And Lord, I thank you for the promise of your word that says when two or more are gathered, you are there. And Lord, you are here. And God, right now, I pray that everyone here would receive a new song inside of them. Lord, a song that they can't contain, a song that bursts forth. Lord, I pray there would be freedom in hearts that, Lord, that has been quiet too long. God, it is summer here in Life Church. And Lord, we are going to prosper. And Lord, we are going to see signs and wonders in this church because, God, you have put a song inside of our hearts.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Life Church, visit www.lifechurchag.com and engage with us on social media at Life Church AG on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.